Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Netherlands. Wednesday, the 21st of Muharram, 1442 after Hijrah, 9th of September, 2020, current era. Press release. Cartoons about the messenger, burning of the Quran. Authorities set the climate for that. Once again, sickening cartoons about our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have been made public by Charlie Hebdo in France. Meanwhile, in several Scandinavian countries, they publicly desecrated the Quran by ripping, spitting, and kicking its copies. This all happened with the consent of the authorities and under police supervision. The Norwegian Prime Minister defended the rights of the protester to desecrate the Quran, and the French President Emmanuel Macron stood behind these disgusting cartoons saying, "Being French means defending the rights to make people laugh, the freedom to mock by using caricatures. It is therefore incorrect to ascribe the insults and defamation towards our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and desecrating the noble Quran to but a few fools. Since this took place with the consent and support of the authorities could have chosen to not let the event go on, to ensure order and security like they have done before. For example, in France, the viewing of an Oscar-nominated movie, Timbuktu, was banned because it allegedly stimulated terrorism and disrupted public order. Also, the authorities could have chosen to reduce the Islamophobic climate instead of reinforcing it, just like they did in the fight against anti-Semitism. In 2019, a bill was passed by the French Parliament to not only address anti-Semitism, but also anti-Zionism. According to the bill, anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism, and hatred against Israel equals hatred against the entire Jewish community. The authorities could have chosen not to tolerate insulting and belittling a group within society, just as the recently declared prohibition regarding insulting mayors in France. It is even considered a crime punishable by up to 280 hours of community service or a fine up to 7,500 euros. In addition, the comedian Dudon was arrested after he ridiculed the slogan "Je suis Charlie." They did not do this because applying double standards when it involves Islam and the Muslims has become the norm. The slogan, freedom of speech, is nothing more than an empty vessel, an illusion, and a stick to hit the Muslims whenever it suits them. This shows that the authorities clearly have taken sides by which they have become co-responsible for insulting and defamation of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and desecrating the noble Quran, and consequently, the unrest within society as well as the smear campaign against the Muslims. Single-handedly, they have ruined the liberal ideology and declared her bankrupt. It is bankrupt and apparently devoid of civilized arguments, which result into taking refuge in insult, defamation, and repression. If this was not enough already, the French President Macron called in Lebanon, a Muslim country, during a press conference to the freedom of blasphemy in France and the reissue of cartoons about our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Charlie Hebdo. Pure and utter arrogance. This unfortunately also shows the weak and passive stance of the leaders in the Muslim countries. The strongest from amongst them do not go further than expressing a few words of condemnation, as even the least impactful of political moves, that is applying pressure to the ambassadors of said countries by summoning them, did not occur. This is in huge contrast of the firm and powerful reaction of Sultan Abdul Hamid Han II, one of the last Khulafa of the Ottoman Khilafa. Then the French attempted to perform a play written by Voltaire in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be defamed. When the leader of the believers, Abdul Hamid Han II, heard of this, he summoned the French ambassador. He left the French emissary waiting for a few hours before appearing before him in military garments. He placed his sword in front of the emissary and ordered him to leave. the French government understood the message immediately and refrained from performing the play. The same warning was given to Great Britain. The response of the British was that the tickets already sold out and that banning the play was an infringement of the freedom of their citizens. So, the following edict was issued by the Khalifa. I shall issue an edict to the Islamic Ummah which will state that Great Britain attacks and insults our Prophet. I will declare jihad. The British officially apologized to the Khalifa and quit the play. This happened in one of the periods in which the Ottoman Khalifa was at its weakest. Nevertheless, the Khilafa did not allow to stand by idly while the Prophet ﷺ was insulted. The Khilafa applied diplomatic pressure to ensure the holiness of Islam remained protected. This emanates from the high-value society of Islam. It forbids the Muslims to insult others, non-Muslims, and neither does it allow others to insult the sanctities of Islam. In a normal situation, the Muslims would be united under one leader, Khalifa, who represents them and acts against this kind of madness. Since we do not have such a leader, we should work for his return so that the evil tongues that have targeted our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be effectively dealt with. But in the meanwhile, we should make our voice heard loud and clear in his absence. If we do not stand up for the honour of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will? Standing up for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only an obligation but also a necessity, because being passive and watching silently will only motivate the enemies of Islam to continue. We should therefore stand up in all our numbers and utilize every civilized and lawful way to make clear that we will stand up for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all times. By doing this, we send a clear signal by which we state the limit of our tolerance on the one hand. On the other hand, we will show proof to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are worthy to become neighbors of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter. Okay, Parla, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Netherlands. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.